It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. The legal battle over California's redevelopment agencies went before the state Supreme Court Thursday. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
The legislature actually passed two redevelopment bills this year. One eliminates the agencies. The other sets up a voluntary program for agencies that contribute money to the state. Redevelopment supporters want the high court to overturn both measures. The state wants both upheld, and the justices might do neither. They asked several questions during oral arguments about what would happen if they rejected the voluntary program but let the elimination stand. The California Redevelopment Association's Jim Kennedy says that would be the worst-case scenario.
It would effectively put agencies out of business without any opportunity to pay their way back in.
It's not the state's first choice either, since it would blow a $600 million hole in the budget. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California Comptroller John Chung says state revenues are still lagging. He reports last month's cash came in more than $800 million below budget projections. General fund revenues are now down $1.5 billion for the first 4 months of the fiscal year. This raises the possibility of deeper budget cuts in the coming months, but Chung would not speculate on whether that will happen.
We see a little bit of recovery in the unemployment front, but the question is, do we have enough economic and job creation taking place so that we will have strength going forward for this fiscal year and for next year?
This year's budget deal requires the state to automatically cut a number of programs if revenues fall short of projections. The governor's Department of Finance says those trigger cuts won't be based on month-by-month cash revenues. Instead, the state will rely on revised revenue forecasts due out over the next several weeks. That's the California Update. You can find these and other stories on our community news website, northbayvoice.org. And I'm Mark Prell.